It's one thing falling in love with a house, picturing yourself moving in and calling it home, and quite another navigating the world of price negotiating, mortgage lenders, and finding the budget that works best for you. An agent who's a Realtor can make understanding that world easier. Realtors have the expertise, access to proprietary data, and tools to help you get from imagining living somewhere to actually doing it. That's the kind of help we can provide. Because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
Hi, and welcome to the Savvy Psychologist Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ellen Hendrickson, and every week I'll help you meet life's challenges with evidence-based research, a sympathetic ear, and zero judgment. So for all savvy listeners, thank you so much for hanging in there for a few weeks of reissues while I moved across the country to start a new job and some new adventures. But now, let's get right back into it. This week, by request from listener Nasser from Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, we'll discuss 7 ways to spot a liar. So according to eminent psychologist and emotion researcher Dr. Paul Ekman, lying comes in 2 flavors. So first are low-stakes lies, which almost all of us engage in. And these are lies like, oh, sorry, I never got your message, or I'm going to be out today. It must have been something I ate. By contrast, high-stakes lies, I did not have sexual relations with that woman, or I'm not in love with David Petraeus, are thankfully less common. But either way, can you handle the truthiness? Research says probably not. We're terrible at detecting lies, and even technology doesn't improve our chances. For example, a 2009 study in the Journal of Forensic Sciences examined a technique called voice stress analysis and found that it worked about as well as, you guessed it, guessing. And to make things worse, a 2014 study found that emotionally intelligent individuals, read anyone who listens to psychology podcasts, are more easily duped by liars. Now, that's not to say we can't improve our chances. While there's no single silver bullet method to recognize deception, there are 2 different ways that lies leak from a liar like sweat on a brow. The first set of cues are physiological: gestures, facial expressions, or other ways liars wear their lie on their sleeve. In the following 3 examples, the key is to watch rather than listen.
Experience the joy of running in the new Triumph 22 from Saucony, the original running brand. Stacked with luxury foam cushioning, Triumph 22 turns miles into smiles with the ultimate blend of comfort and energy return. Shop Triumph 22 at Saucony.com. That's S-A-U-C-O-N-Y.com.
It's one thing falling in love with a house, picturing yourself moving in and calling it home, and quite another navigating the world of price negotiating, mortgage lenders, and finding the budget that works best for you. An agent who's a Realtor can make understanding that world easier. Realtors have the expertise, access to proprietary data, and tools to help you get from imagining living somewhere to actually doing it. That's the kind of help we can provide. Because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
So sign number 1 is duping delight. There's a common myth that something called micro-expressions are proof of lying. So micro-expressions are fleeting, split-second facial expressions that reveal a deliberately covered emotion. However, suppressing an emotion doesn't necessarily mean a lie. You might cover anxiety to play it cool in an awkward situation, suppress shock to keep your poker face, or tamp down anger at your boss, all without an outright fib. That said, with an actual lie, you may see a micro-expression called duping delight, which is a smile or excited fidgeting that results from anticipation of a successful lie. Feeling like he or she got away with it gives the liar a thrill of pleasure. So next time you think you're hearing a tall tale, be on the lookout for a telltale, half-suppressed smile at the end. Sign number two. Another sign of lying is gaze aversion, or the breaking off of eye contact. Most liars know that lying is wrong, so reducing eye contact reduces the guilt of lying to your face. In addition, lying generally takes a lot of cognitive and emotional energy, so simultaneously holding eye contact can overload a liar and cause him or her to look away. Sign number three. The third cue to watch for is non-congruent gestures. The words are lies, but the body tells the truth. For example, couple strongly confident words, "I swear I put the check in the mail on Tuesday," with a shrug of the shoulders, and you know you'll have to wait for your money. In another example, pair an affirmative statement, "Of course I'll cooperate with the investigation," with a subtle no shake of the head, and you have reason to suspect a whopper. Once your eyes suspect a liar, next let your ears have a turn. Here are four more cues to listen for. Sign number four, a story in strict chronological order. When a complex lie is to be told, whether to a CIA agent, the parent of a teenager, or Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein, liars often rehearse their story, which is usually spun from, logically, start to finish. A fun trick, if you think you're hearing a tall tale, ask to hear the story backwards. So, when you just happen to see the car in the ditch, what happened before that again? And watch the liar squirm. Sign number five, way too much linguistic convolution or overcompensation. Does your suspected liar use 100 words when 10 would do? Or use formal language with many clauses? For example, compare these two statements. In light of the given situation, it can categorically be stated that I have never and would never remove your lunch from the shared office refrigerator. Contrast that with, I didn't eat your lunch. Sign number six, distancing. A truth teller names names, while a liar uses impersonal phrases or pronouns. For example, that woman, rather than Miss Lewinsky. In addition, liars avoid saying I. For example, instead of, I didn't skim off the register, you'll hear, no one here would ever skim off the register. Sign number seven, the used car salesman vibe. Liars work really hard to come across as truthful. They smile at all the right moments and say all the right things. But the result often appears contrived and fake, which it is. If you feel like you're being sold a bag of goods, you probably are. In short, a bright, toothy smile probably means a shark. For more on lies and the liars who tell them, the classic book on spotting lies is Paul Ekman's book, Telling Lies. Clues to Deceit in the Marketplace, Politics, and Marriage. If you learned something from The Savvy Psychologist, let me know by liking on Facebook, subscribing to the podcast on iTunes or Stitcher, or subscribing to the biweekly newsletter at quickanddirtytips.com/newsletters. For Savvy Psychologist listeners, Audible's offering a free trial and a free audiobook to give you a chance to try them out. You could choose Wolf Hall or one of the other 180,000 titles available at Audible, including many New York Times bestsellers. So for a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/savvy. That's audiblepodcast.com/savvy. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Dr. Ellen Hendrickson. That's all for this week, but a transcript of the episode, references for the studies I mentioned, and the quickly growing archives are always available on quickanddirtytips.com/savvy-psychologist. And of course, The Savvy Psychologist is strictly for informational purposes and doesn't substitute for mental health care from a licensed professional. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next week for a happier, healthier mind.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics, because that's who we are.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.